Good morning, Symphony Church. We are finishing out the book of Titus today with Titus chapter 3. Titus 3. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. So Paul finishes out his letter to Titus and the Christians in Crete by reminding them of the heart of the gospel. Throughout this letter, Paul has really stressed the importance of striving for good conduct, in loving what is good and refraining from what is evil, all in all, urging the Cretans to live in good works. And Paul, in his last third of his correspondence, ties it all back to the love of Christ. In his final encouragement to Titus, he reminds him that they too were once like the Cretans. I really love this sort of authentic moment from Paul to Titus that we see, where he speaks personally to his disciple, not just as an authority, not just as an apostle, but simply as a fellow brother who had experienced the same transformation. Paul reminds Titus that they were indeed once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing their days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. And what Paul describes isn't an unwillingness to be good, it's an inability to. Notice he calls them slaves to various passions and pleasures. They were stuck in this perpetual mode of sinfulness, doomed to remain foolish and disobedient and astray, reigned over by darkness. But then, the light of Christ entered their life. Paul describes it as the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appearing. He says, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. What a declaration by Paul. And we know the weight of Paul's words, the memories and the emotions that must have been running through the apostle's mind as he penned these words, because we know how much his life had been transformed by Jesus. This was Paul, who had once been full of zealous hate and condemnation against the church, who had placed his pride and self-worth in his achievements and successes in the Jewish rabbinical world, who had radically encountered Jesus, was struck blind, healed by Ananias, and who gave his life to Christ and the advancement of the gospel, who was set on a new course of love and forgiveness and redemption. Paul isn't just stating theological truth. He was proclaiming his own testimony, the personal truth of how Jesus saved him. You know, if this letter didn't include this last section, I think the Cretans' understanding of grace and work might be very different. But Paul makes it clear through his own example, as well as Titus's example, that these exhortations to do good works and to grow in love, self-control, submission, gentleness, and obedience point to what Jesus had already done for them. Paul's letter to Titus for us is a powerful reminder that we love because Jesus first loved us, that we are to live good, upright lives as Christians, loving what is good and hating what is evil, striving to be in the light and turning away from darkness, continually doing everything we can to grow in doing good works as a response to grace. You and I share with Paul and Titus a common theme in our stories, that we were once lost, and now we are found. We were once doomed to live in utter sin, but now we are saved and redeemed to live in goodness. I pray that as we remember where we came from today, and as we remember what God has done for us, that we find greater desire to continue to pursue greater sanctification and good works. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you give us new life, that you save us not because of our righteousness or because of the good works that we were already doing before we met you, but even though we were sinners, even in our utter sin and darkness, you save us. You call us your own. You pour out grace for us. So Lord, we thank you. I pray that all our actions reflect this saving grace that we have found in you. Everything we do, every endeavor that we strive for, every way that we are growing and being fruitful can be a reflection of the grace that you've already shown us. Lord, remind us that we love because you have first loved us. Teach us how to love, drawing not from our own goodness, but from your grace. Lord, we thank you that we are no longer slaves to sin, but we are slaves to righteousness. We are servants of Christ. Help us to live this way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.